Okay, so we hear it all the time, right? Technology is pulling us apart, isolating us.
That's the common narrative, definitely.
But what if, and this is what we're diving into, what if it could actually bring us closer?
Yeah, like be a bridge if we use it right.
Exactly. Use it thoughtfully. We've looked at a bunch of sources on this, different perspectives on leveraging tech intentionally.
To build those, authentic human connections.
Right. Moving past just the superficial digital stuff, that's the mission here.
Yeah.
How can tech foster meaningful relationships?
And it's interesting because tech can overcome some, well, inherent human limitations. Geography, for one.
Totally. Let's start there. Breaking geographical barriers. Think video calls.
Yeah, video conferencing.
It's not just like seeing a face on a screen.
No, it's much more.
It's the nuances, isn't it? Picking up on a smile or a slight
The
frown.
tone of voice, the inflection, all that stuff.
Yeah. That really deepens the communication with family, friends, colleagues, even mentors far away.
It gets you closer to that feeling of being in the same room, much closer than, say, just email or text.
You really think so? Almost like being there.
Well, it replicates a lot of those face-to-face elements, that visual and auditory richness. It builds a stronger sense of presence, for sure.
Okay, I see that. And it's not only about keeping existing ties strong,
What else?
building new communities. Think about like online forums or specific groups on social media.
Oh, yeah, the shared interest groups.
Exactly. Platforms for niche hobbies or interests. People connect over things they're passionate about.
And that creates a real sense of belonging, doesn't it? Shared identity.
Absolutely. You get support, share knowledge, sometimes finding camaraderie you just wouldn't find, down the street.
For people who might feel a bit isolated where they are physically, these digital communities can be incredibly powerful. That shared interest is a really strong foundation.
It really can be. Now, here's something I find fascinating: enhancing empathy.
Empathy through tech, how so?
Well, things like digital storytelling or interactive documentaries, even some VR experiences.
Ah, okay. Giving you a window into other lives.
Right. Glimpses into totally different perspectives,
Well,
experiences outside your own bubble. It can really foster understanding, break down some barriers.
that makes sense. Those immersive experiences can kind of bypass our usual filters, maybe.
Yeah.
Let us connect emotionally more deeply with a story.
Yeah, connecting across different lived experiences.
And sometimes tech can help us have better conversations too, right?
You mean like specific tools?
Yeah, thoughtfully designed tools, ones that maybe structure a conversation or use prompts.
Oh, right. To encourage reflection, go a bit deeper than usual small talk.
Exactly. Using the tech itself to guide us towards a richer dialogue, exploring ideas, emotions, that kind of thing.
Not just passive scrolling, but active guided interaction.
And technology can also help personalize connections.
How do you mean? Tailoring things.
Yeah, tailoring interactions to what someone prefers or needs, making the communication feel more relevant, more impactful.
Recognizing that, well, everyone connects differently.
Precisely. It respects those individual differences in communication styles.
Okay, but all of this hinges on one really big thing:
Which is?
intentionality. It's the key, isn't it? None of this positive potential really works if we're just passively consuming tech.
Absolutely. We have to choose how we engage. Be
Yeah.
mindful.
Yeah, mindful of screen time, sure, but also really prioritizing the interactions that genuinely build connection, quality over quantity.
It's a tool. Simple as that. And like any tool, it depends entirely on how and why the user picks it up. Conscious engagement is everything.
And we always have to remember, this stuff should supplement face-to-face, not replace it.
Crucial point. There's a depth to being physically present with someone. Digital tools enhance, but they can't fully replicate that.
Finding that balance is vital. Tech helps, but it shouldn't take away from real human contact.
Right. Shared physical experiences still matter hugely for our well-being.
You know, it's interesting to see how some organizations like the Eidos Edge view this.
How so?
They see technology as a potential catalyst, actually, for stronger, more authentic relationships within teams.
Ah, in a professional context.
Yeah, helping people navigate the digital landscape to find genuine connection and communicate better at work.
So, applying these same principles strategically within organizations, recognizing the potential, but also the pitfalls.
Exactly. So summing up, tech can bridge distances, build communities, boost empathy, deepen conversations, personalize connections,
A whole range of positive impacts.
but only when used strategically, with purpose. It's a powerful tool for cultivating real relationships if we choose to use it that way.
Ultimately, the responsibility is ours, isn't it? Being intentional, being thoughtful, that's how we harness the potential.
So a final thought for you listening. Think about how you use technology right now. Is there one relationship, maybe, where you could be more intentional?
Or a new community you could explore?
Yeah, around something you're passionate about. It's about making that conscious choice to connect. Truly connect using the tools we have available.